Open Windows, October the 23rd. Knowing Him. In 1 John 5, verse 11, we read, "This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." It entirely depends upon our apprehension of the Lord as to what our testimony is. If we are turning to teaching, to tradition, to interpretations, to human associations, to Christianity, we are going to miss something. But if we are turning to the living God, in the realization that He is the living God, we are going to come into life. Everything is going to be all living in our experience right from the beginning. It is not unnecessary to say a thing like that. We said at the outset, we wake up, and some of us awoke too late. The thing that kept us asleep, though we did not know we were asleep, except that there was a restlessness and a sense of dissatisfaction, a turning from side to side and a sighing and a groaning. The thing that kept us asleep was the fact that we had been associated with Christianity and the things of the people of God from early in our lives. Our Christianity and our relationship with the Lord was something into which we were brought in infancy, and it had all become a matter of a system of the things of the Lord around us, with which we were quite familiar. We have been taught to say prayers, to go to meetings and so on. One day we awoke to the fact that this God was a living God. We had been associated with Him in a way for a long time, but He was not personal to us. He was not a living God. Oh, forgive me for going back over such an elementary stage, if it is necessary to ask for forgiveness. For it is just possible that there may be some among us whose relationship is of that kind. Maybe you're associated with things related to the Lord. But what about this question of your own personal inward enjoyment of the living God, of His really being to you a living person? We must get back there. And all this is nothing to you unless the Holy Spirit has made it real, or does make it real in your experience. I do know that it is true to fact in the life of a great many that the day comes when, though they have been associated with the things of the Lord for a long time, they suddenly wake up to the fact that the Lord is a living person. That contains so much for us as we come to realize it. It means everything to us from every point of view. We are the Lord's now. We know the Lord.